We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS. That's KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.
Welcome to a special edition of Buckets in the 503, coming to you live from Clackamas High School at the Spotlight Invitational. Today's guest we have with us is Sebastian Larsen from Denmark, 2027 class, coming here at Centennial High School. Welcome, Sebastian.
Thank you.
So, Sebastian, what brought you over to the States?
So, in my country, in my age, there's not really that much competition. So, I wanted to get better, and my goal is to be a pro basketball player. So, I got the opportunity by coach to get here.
Good to have you here in the States. What things have you been working on this offseason to improve your game?
Mostly my physical and my athleticism. I'm really trying to get in form because I wasn't really fit. So I've been working a lot on that and ball handling.
Is there a specific skill set that you think that you're working on?
No, I'm trying to be like an all-around player. So I'm working on what I'm weakest at and taking from there.
What role do you see yourself playing in high school?
Probably more of a smaller power forward.
Do you consider yourself like a stretch four or post up guy or
like stretch? So like post and out of the three pointer.
Okay. If you were gonna model your game off your NBA player, who would it be?
Maybe I don't know. Maybe KD?
KD?
Jokic a little bit.
Okay. A little bit Jokic. Do you have any like pre-game rituals that you do before games?
For me, it's really important to have some music and just be relaxed in the moment. So music comes in important. If I don't have music before, I have a harder time on focusing.
Gotcha. What type of music do you listen to?
Everything. But normally something that hype it up.
Okay, a little hype music. What's your go-to hype song?
Run this town.
Okay.
Yeah.
A little Jay-Z?
Yeah.
Who would you say is a teammate that people should keep their eye on this season?
I will say 100% Dakari.
Dakari?
Yeah. 6'10", sophomore.
All right. Sounds good. We'll definitely keep an eye on you. I know Centennial is looking to do some big things this season. Got some championship aspirations. So good luck to you this season. And appreciate you having you on the podcast.
Thank you, sir.
All right, with us now, we have Isaac Bongin. You transfer over to Central Catholic. Welcome, Isaac.
What's up?
I don't know.
So this season, you decided to transfer from Jesuit to Central Catholic. What went into that decision?
Honestly, it was more like the Axel Spruce Feast, I guess. And then also like basketball, too, because like I know Malcolm transferred there too, and Caden decided to go through there, so I was just trying to go with them.
Okay. And what have you been working on this offseason to improve?
Honestly, just getting my like jump shot mechanics right, and then also I've been working on my ball handling and like readings, coming off screens and stuff like that. Just like more guard work, I guess, instead of like wing.
And how do you think your team's going to do this season? What's your guys' aspirations?
I feel like we're going to 100% win state. I don't think there's anyone who can stop us. So.
Is there a game on your calendar that you're circling to play?
Yeah, I have two. I have Nelson versus Central, and I got Jesuit versus Central. Those are like the two biggest games for us.
What makes those games stick out for you?
Just the rivalry between Nelson and Central, and like Nelson has a really good team this year. They're looking pretty good, and then Jesuit's just the holy war. You know, Catholic schools going to battle.
Yeah, he's been on both sides of it now, so it'll be interesting to see how that one comes out. What's it like showcasing your skill set in these type of environments?
Like, it's kind of nerve-wracking at the start, but then you just realize it's just basketball, and you just got to go out and do what you're good at, and that's how you be, like, noticed by coaches.
If you were to compare yourself to any NBA player, who would you compare yourself to?
I'd say Donovan Mitchell. Like, I'd say like a young Donovan Mitchell, though. I'm still improving, but I feel like I'm like around the same height as him, and like I got bounced too, so I feel like my style of game kind of like translate to what his is.
Do you have a pregame ritual?
Nah, I just be listening to music, for real.
Okay, what's your go-to song?
I just like put on like a R&B playlist, honestly. I don't like have a specific song.
Okay, you don't have a favorite R&B song that you go to?
Nah, I just like look up R&B playlist, honestly.
Okay, all right, bet. Who's a teammate that people should be on the lookout for on the rise this season?
I'd say Robbie Walling Jr. He's just like really improved in this offseason, and so far like our runs, open runs and stuff, he's been looking really, really good, explosive. He can shoot well. Honestly, like he can do everything on the court, so you just got to watch out for him.
Cool. Great, man. Well, we appreciate you having you on the pod, man. Good luck this season.
Thank you. Thank you.
We want to welcome to the pod Jackson Olosu, coming for another AMBI 2026 guard. Welcome to the pod.
Thank you.
Yeah, so how does it feel getting your first offer going into your senior year?
It feels great because I know I'm going somewhere on the next level. So, yeah, definitely weight lifted off my shoulders.
What skill sets have you been working on this summer?
I've been working on my shooting, ball handling.
Going into the season, how do you think your team's going to do? I know you guys are one of the front runners down there in 5A. There's a lot of good competition. How are you feeling about your season, Cody?
I feel way better than last year. I feel like we're better than last year, so I think we're going to be in the state championship this year.
And is there a game on your schedule that you have circled that you want to play?
Not a game, just a tournament, LSI. I'm excited to be in that, so yeah.
It's your first time in LSI?
Yeah, it is.
Yes, fun experience, yeah, definitely. What's it like showcasing your game in environments like this?
It's good because it shows me what colleges look for and like how much I can get better at this thing and how good the competition is to go against real competition, like the best competition in Oregon. So
it's always good to come out like you can see the best competition around state.
If you had to compare yourself to any NBA player, your playing style, you want to cheap hit you, who would that be?
I want to play like Darius Garland. That's my favorite guard in the NBA right now.
Do you have a pregame ritual that you do?
First, what I do is put headphones on, listen to music, and then listen to my coach talk, and then after that, say a prayer before the game.
Okay, what's your go-to song?
My go-to song is definitely First Day Out by T Grizzly.
Okay, I like it, I like it. And who's a teammate people should be on the lookout for?
A teammate they should be a lookout for is Jack Brockmiller, my big.
Definitely, definitely a big who's under the radar a little bit, but I know who he is. So,
hey, man, we appreciate you having the pod. Thank you.
Thank you.
We want to welcome to the pod the Centennial's own Darius Andrew. Darius, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. What about you?
Doing great, man. Good to have you on. So for this upcoming season, what things has Coach had you working on in the gym?
He's just been having me work on my body and just helping me get my body to a college level and helping me with my right hand a lot so I can just ball by defenders and get to the paint easier.
How do you think your school team is going to do this season?
I feel like we're going to do really good. We got the pieces and we got a lot of people that this year can help bring us to a playoff spot and possibly a state championship.
In what role do you see yourself stepping into for your team this season?
More of a even bigger leader role. I'm trying to lead my team to wherever the promised land is. So, yeah, that will be my role this season.
All right. Is there a game on the schedule that you have circled the team as you want to play against?
Park Rose High School is definitely.
Okay. Why Park Rose?
Everybody's just been talking about how they have so many more pieces than they had last year. And it's an ongoing rivalry with them. So a lot of people are saying like the numbers versus the rows and all that. So it's just like a good classic type of game. So I like that.
That'll be definitely one I'll be tuned into to watch as well.
What's it like showcasing your game at the Spotlight Invitational or other camps like this?
I love it. I love playing in front of colleges. I love playing against higher talent, you know, just showcasing how I play and how I could level up against other guys. So I love that about myself. I love taking on challengers.
Do you have a pregame ritual that you do?
I would say my pregame ritual is just getting locked in, listening to music, just sometimes meditating also. So just keeping my mind right so I can go out and play the best I can. That would be a pregame ritual of mine.
And who's a teammate that we should be on the lookout for this season?
I would say a teammate would be Jamel Baker. Yeah, him coming over from Roosevelt, he didn't really have a high spot at Roosevelt, and coming to our team, he's going to have a higher role. So I would say he's definitely going to have a breakout season this year, so for his senior year.
Definitely. We'll definitely be on the lookout for him and you this season, man. Good luck this season.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
We want to welcome to the pod from Lake Oswego High School, Liam Rigney. Liam, welcome.
Thank you.
So, Liam, coming into Lake Oswego this season, senior year, how are you feeling about this season with Lake Oswego?
I'm feeling great. You know, we got a lot of guys this year, a lot of big football kids, and kind of have the same core for a while, but guys are just starting to get, really good in these past couple months, so I'm really excited.
What type of things have you been working on this offseason to improve your game from last season?
Mostly, the things college coaches have been telling me, so, getting stronger and quicker. So I've been working out a lot, more on my body, 4 times a week with the trainer, so yeah.
All right. Is there any specific skills that you're working on? Or
also, just getting my jump shot, quicker. So I've been working with a shooting coach, too, Rob Smaller. Just working on my overall handle and just making my shot quicker.
How do you think your school team will be this season?
I think we'll be really good. I think we can turn a lot of heads. Summer league, we didn't lose a game. This year, nobody really thought of us because we haven't been very good these last 2 seasons, but we're going to turn it around this year, so we should be good.
Guys, how do you think that you'll be in conference play this year?
I mean, we obviously want to win league, probably us and Tualatin are the two top teams in our league.
Okay. Any game that you have on the schedule that you have circled that you want to play against? Who is that?
Nelson. Yeah, I want to play them.
You want to play Nelson?
Yeah.
Why Nelson?
We just lost a close one to them in playoffs last year, and I want to come get it back. You know, we're at their court, and then, I want to take one. So.
Okay. Well, yeah. Forward to see that game. Mm-hmm. What's it like being at showcase events like this? For your game, what do you think about that?
I mean, it's great. It's a cool opportunity. You put in all the work for stuff like this, so it's good.
If you were going to compare your game to any NBA player, who would it be?
I'd say Luka might be a little bit of a stretch, but with the way he changes pace, kind of plays at his own pace, and then a knockdown shooter, kind of good footwork, etc.
Okay, Luka Doncic.
Yeah.
Do you have a pregame routine that you do before games to get yourself ready?
Obviously I stretch, muscle gun. I mean, I put on 2 pairs of socks. So, yeah, that's my thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you change socks at halftime or anything? Yeah, you have a fresh pair every time? Or
sometimes I'll throw on a third pair, too. So we'll see. Put on a lot of socks, though. I like my feet being protected, so yeah.
Nice. Do you do your own laundry?
Sometimes.
So I'll take that as a no. All right, we'll put that out for your parents to get you on that laundry game. To
root for improvements. Yep. Yep.
All right. And who is a teammate that we should be on the lookout for this season that's under the radar?
Jackson Freeman.
Jackson Freeman. Why Jackson?
He's a dog. He's been hurt for a while, but he's coming back now, and we started to see it. He's just a relentless competitor, and he's really good attacking the rim and kicking it out. So, yeah, it'll be us this year. So,
nice. Well, hey, Lou, we appreciate you coming on the pod, and good luck this season.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Welcome to the pod. Tico Westbrook coming to us from South Salem here at the Spotlight Invitational. Tico, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
So, Tico, this season, big season for you coming up. How you feeling about it?
I feel pretty good about my team. We're a big senior class team, and I feel like we're going to do a good job.
Nice. What things have you been working on this offseason?
This offseason I've been working on my ball handling, my jump shot, just improving in that over the last season.
Any tips from Big Sis?
Yeah, she's been just pushing me in the gym lately, just getting me in there every day.
How do you think your team's going to do this season in conference play?
I think our team, we should be the best team in conference play. Actually, we should be like, because we're going to have like 10 seniors, and I think we're going to be the best team in our conference for sure.
Making a run to the Child Center this year?
Yeah, we should make it to the Child Center, I guess, this year, yep.
All right. What role do you see yourself stepping into this senior year with your senior heavy team?
I have a big role this senior year. My coach expects a lot from me. He expects to lead my team this year to go to the playoffs.
Is there a game on the schedule that you have circled that you want to play?
Not on the schedule, but I want to play Tualatin again.
You want to play Tualatin again? Okay.
Because my brother coached on that team.
Got
you. Assistant coach.
The assistant coach?
Yep.
Okay. I didn't realize that was your brother.
Yep.
Okay. Family ties. Got it. All right. What's it like showcasing your skills at the Spotlight Invitational today?
It's great showcasing my stuff. A lot of coaches here, a lot of good players here, you know. While showcasing stuff, but it's just getting better and seeing what you could get better on in the gym, too, after this.
No, most definitely. Are there things that college coaches have told you to work on or anything like that?
Just like talking off the court, on the court, just helping your teammates out, being vocal and stuff, being loud.
Absolutely. As a senior leader, that's going to be your job this season. So
yes, you
got to step into that. If there's an NBA player that you pattern your game after or someone says that you play like, who would that be?
A lot of coaches come up to me and just say, like, I play like my passing, like my Magic Johnson. They say I pass like him a little bit. And they say I play a little bit like John Wall.
Like John Wall?
Yeah.
All right. Can you view the Dougie like John Wall?
Maybe not the Dougie like John Wall, but yeah.
All right. Well, you're going to have to work on that this season.
Yeah.
Definitely. Who's a teammate that people are sleeping on this season that you think is going to be really good, that's going to open some eyes?
For sure, if he didn't stand out last year, Tegan Scott.
Tegan Scott.
Yep.
That's the guy to look out for.
Yep.
All right, man. Well, we appreciate you having me on the pod.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming out.
Yep.
All right, so going into the season, during the summer you played with Park Rose High School, played some big games, and I know you guys got a chance to play against Central. That was a great game to come and watch. But then you decided to stay at Wells. What went into that decision?
Pretty much just, I guess, a player of my brother's to be on and work on my game more, point guard, work on my dribbling skills and stuff like that.
No, that's good. They get a chance to stay with the family, build a little legacy over there at Wells High School. Nothing wrong with that. What things have you been working on and training on this off season to get better at?
I've been going to jail for strength training and just pretty much get in their gym, maybe as fast as I can. Work on my ball handling, stuff like that, my weaknesses.
What role do you see yourself playing with Wells this year?
Wells? Pretty much point guard, everything. Yeah, center. Yeah.
Yeah, a little Magic Johnson rookie year, started at point, play center, all that stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Good to hear. Coming to a Spotlight Invitational, what does that mean to be able to come out here and play and showcase your abilities?
It feels good. I could show people what I've been working on and stuff like that.
And if anybody had to compare your game to an NBA player, who would you compare it to, or who do you try and mimic?
Someone I look up to is probably Paolo Banchero from Seattle.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one. Do you have any pregame rituals that you do?
Nah.
No?
Nah.
No music, no stretches, no dance moves, nothing?
A little bit of dance moves, TikTok.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, doing some TikToks before the game, right? This season, who's a teammate on your Wells team that you think is going to have a breakout year that people are sleeping on?
Definitely Ahmad Soror. He's coming up senior year. I think he'll have a big year, that's right.
Well, hey, Mohammed, wish you well this season. I know we'll see you here at the Sky High Classic for that first game of the season. So we're looking forward to that, man. Good luck this season. We want to welcome to the pod Southridge Skyhawks' own starting point guard, soon to be all-time leading scorer at Southridge, if you ask him. my son, Elijah Thompson. Elijah, welcome to the pod.
Appreciate you having me.
This season, what have you been working on?
Just been working on getting to the free throw line, drawing fouls, making my shot more consistent, getting to that mid-range pull-up, and most of all defense, and trying to grab down 5-6 rebounds a game.
How do you think your team's going to do this season?
I think we have a shot to make it to the state championship game this year, 100%.
Okay, I like it. Ambitious goals. What role do you see yourself playing this year for the Skyhawks?
I see myself same role as last year, just taking more shots, honestly. Being more assertive with my shot, as well as keeping the assist numbers up and rebound numbers and my defense up as well.
Is there a game on the schedule that you have circled that you want to play?
San Bertonio, Central Catholic.
Central Catholic. All right. Is there a reason why you want to play against Central?
Projected number one team in the state. Want to see them for sure.
I'm playing a showcase events like the Spotlight Invitational. How does that help your game and help you go into the season?
It helps me by seeing what's out there in my class, classes above, classes below, seeing everybody that's out here and seeing the best of the best out here. It's just a good sight to see. And I get to play against the best as well. So it's a good sight to see.
What player in the NBA do you try to model your game after? Or who is someone that someone says that you play like?
Someone I've really watched and studied growing up is Damian Lillard. He's a guy that I really try to make my game like, but I like to get to the free throw line like SGA.
What's a pregame ritual of yours that you do before every game?
Chunky strawberry bowl with a protein, berry workout, whey protein drink every game.
Oh, shout out Jamba Juice. Everyone on Monster the Pod. Who's a teammate this season that you think people are sleeping on and should be looking out?
Nico Kalish, 100%.
Nico Kalish, all right. That's a great name to put out there. Well, Elijah, good luck this season to you, to us. Wishing nothing but the best, and thanks for coming on the pod.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
We want to welcome to the pod reigning 5A champion from LaSalle Prep High School, Riggy. Riggy, welcome to the pod.
Thank you, thank you.
Hey, so Ricky, what's it like being a champion?
Feels good, you know. I still can't believe that we won. It still feels unreal to me. I always replay the moment, but it feels really good to be a champion.
Yeah, I think, you know, you guys sparked a lot of transition and change in the 5A. A lot of people coming into the 5A now ranks. How do you feel about that?
I like, you know, I want more challenges, especially this season, because we lost a lot of seniors, so I think it's good for us to have a challenge.
No, absolutely. What skill sets have you been working on this offseason to keep that championship in your home?
Last season I was more on the wing because we had a really good point guard, but this season I've been trying to develop myself into becoming a really good point guard and getting really good at shooting off the dribble, especially on threes.
Definitely. How do you think you guys lost a lot of seniors last year. How do you think your team is going to do this year with the new formed conference and all the transfers coming into 5A?
I think we're going to do pretty solid. We lost a lot of dogs in the seniors, but we had four swingers coming up, and they're ready to play. So, and we have a sophomore big man who's really good too.
And what role do you see yourself stepping in this season? I know last season you were a lot of the wing. This season, how do you see yourself?
I see myself becoming more of a leader this season and being a leader to my teammates and stepping up vocally from last season too.
Right. And is there a game on the schedule that you have circled on the calendar?
Park Rose.
What date is that?
First league game at Park Rose. I don't know what day, but I just know I want to Park Rose as a team.
All right. Why Park Rose?
Because they got the most transfers from 6A. You know, I know a lot of the kids transferring down too, so it's going to be fun beating them.
That will be fun.
Yeah.
Good prediction there. So we'll have to definitely come out and watch that game.
Yep. Yeah.
What's it like being at the showcase the Spotlight Invitational, showcasing your skill set?
It's really fun, you know, playing against a lot of the top players in the state. I think it's really helping me to develop my game as well and to bring that over in the season.
Nice. And if you could compare your game to anybody in the NBA, or is there someone in the NBA that someone has said that you play like?
I really like to model my game after Bones Highland, but a lot of people say like my finishing is like
like Kyrie and like 50ness, but Bones Highland is definitely the player I like to play with.
That is a pretty good comp. I like that. I like that, pulling out deep in your NBA bag. Do you have a pregame ritual that you do before games?
Normally, I just listen to music, but not like rap. I like listening to jazz music before a game, and then I always pray in the locker room before I go out.
Who's a teammate that we should be on the lookout for this year that no one knows? It's a little bit under the radar.
A teammate you should be looking out for is probably Diesel Renner. He's a really good shooter, and he's going to be coming up and hitting those threes when I drive and people suffocate on me. He's going to be out there to knock it down for sure.
All right, we'll be on the lookout for Diesel. Well, Riggy, we appreciate you coming on the pass. Thank and good you. Luck this season. Congrats on that 5A championship.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, we want to welcome to the pod Jefferson High School's KJ. KJ, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, good to have you on the pod, man. So one thing I would ask you, coming from Rosemary Anderson, what was that experience like going to the first prep school in Oregon?
Crazy. Like, NBA talent everywhere. Darren Peterson, AJ, just a lot of good people. Like, my point guard, Hunter Carter, probably one of the top scorers in the country, in my opinion. Quincy Bias, top scorers in the country, just going at them every day. I feel like it made me a lot better and gave me a lot of confidence.
And how do you see yourself transitioning that role from Rosemary Anderson playing against that talent to now over a young Jefferson High School squad?
I mean, I learned a lot from Hunter. So just being a leader, like last year, so the last 2 years, like I had to learn from Ashton, like playing behind him, playing behind Hunter. So just seeing their confidence, taking their confidence, seeing how they play and try to implement it in my game as big as possible. Just being a good leader for my team.
What skill sets have you been focused on this summer to work on?
This summer, just being a dog, really, just learning when to go, not being lax. I've been working on my shot a lot, finishing a lot, just all around, and just a lot of playmaking, a lot of vision too, watching a lot of film.
What teams are you watching film on, or players?
It's more or less players. A lot of Say, a lot of Kyrie, a little bit of Tahad. A lot of Elliott, Ryan Nimhart, just those type of passes.
How do you think your high school team is going to do this season?
I think we're going to do good. We have a lot of young guys that play with my gym's elite. They're very good. Cadence, Landon, DJ Fable Dynasty. We got Victor Jackson. We have a lot of good pieces. We got Damir. He's here right now. We got a lot of good pieces. He's going to be cool. All
right. And what role is your – how is your role going to fit into Jefferson this year?
I feel like I'm gonna fit good. They really needed a leader. I mean, that's what I've been working to be for these past 2 years. So now I finally get to lead my own team and really build. I feel great.
Is there a game on the schedule that you have?
Every game.
There's not a certain team that you like?
No, we gotta kill everybody.
Everybody, okay, I like it. What's it like being at a showcase event like the Spotlight Invitational, being able to showcase your skill against some of the top players in Oregon?
Amazing. I haven't played in Oregon for the past 2 years. So just getting to play with the guys I grew up playing against is amazing. Just getting to see where I line up against this talent.
Good. And if you had to compare your game to an NBA player, or is there someone an NBA player that people have told you that you play like?
Terry Rozier.
Do you have a pregame ritual that you do before games or anything?
I just pray. That's it.
Okay.
All I can do.
Got you. And is there a teammate of yours that you think people should be on the lookout for, up-and-comer that's on your team?
Dink. Yeah, Victor Jackson.
Victor Jackson?
Cadence. I feel like all the freshmen are, you got to look out for all of them. Victor Jackson, Jameer Tool. I feel like you should look for everybody, but specifically Victor Jackson and Cadence.
Okay. Well, Jeff will be on the lookout for them going into the season, and we appreciate you coming on the pad.
Thank you.
All right, man. Good luck this season.
Thank you.
All right. We want to welcome to the pod Carter Lockhart. Carter, welcome to the pod.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Carter, this season you decided to take your talents from Central Catholic over to Nelson. Talk to us a little bit about that transition and what it's been like and the reason behind that.
It's been cool. I like the school. It's, it's just like public school, I guess. Central wasn't the fit for me, and Nelson Hawks welcomed me home.
What type of skill sets have you been working on this summer to get better at?
Definitely like my mid-range. I feel like I was a 3-and-D, and then I like to get to the basket a lot, but I feel like I got to work on my mid-range a little bit more, so I've been working on that.
And how do you think your style of play is going to fit in with the Nelson Hawks?
I feel like it's going to fit in good, especially with Braylon as our guard. And I could also help with being a guard as well. And I could be a three-level scorer, I feel like, more often.
Is there a game on the schedule that you have circled that you want to play?
Central. Nelson for Central.
All right. I want that game.
And when is that game?
I think that's second game away at Central.
Second
league game away.
Okay.
Yep.
I think we'll definitely have to come and watch that, put a spotlight on that game.
Yep.
What's it like coming to events like this to showcase your skill against some of the top players in Oregon?
It's good. I feel like it's good competition. I mean, everybody here is good. You just gotta, what separates yourself from everybody else? Playing hard, diving on the floor, just the little things.
And if you had to compare your game to anybody in the NBA or anybody that you try and play like, who would that be?
I feel like I model my game after Nick Van Exel and Jalen Brunson. I feel like those are two players I watch a lot. I feel like I kind of have that mid-range down like Jalen Brunson, and I feel like I have a quick first step like Nick Van Exel.
Okay. Do you shoot your free throw like Nick Van Exel?
Nah.
Off the line a little bit?
Yeah.
Do you have a pregame ritual that you do?
Well, I said this last year. I eat Nerd gummy clusters before. I eat like half a bag or full bag, depends on how long the game. And then I would just listen to music, like just calm music to calm myself before the game.
And who gets more nervous before games, you or your dad?
I feel like my dad, like now. Before, it was definitely me, but I feel like it's more him now to see how I play.
Who's a teammate on your new school, Nelson, that you see as a sleeper that no one knows about that's going to have a breakout year this year?
Honestly, I think Jaden Shedardis. I think he's going to have a great year this year. I like him and Cooper Day. I feel like those are sleepers on our team, for sure.
The sleepers that we'll definitely have to look out for. Well, Carter, we appreciate you having you on the cast. Yeah,
appreciate it.
Good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, welcome to the podcast, Maddox Young from Barlow High School. Maddox, how you doing today?
Good. How about you, sir?
Doing outstanding.
Good.
Last season coming off a championship run, how's it feel to be a champion?
Honestly, it feels great. Like, it's something not a lot of kids get to experience, like playing at that level and especially winning it. So, I mean, it was an awesome experience getting to play with dudes that are going to D1, D2, you know, and just learning off of them. And, I mean, the ring is beautiful. It's awesome.
Nice. And what type of things are you going to take from last season to bring to this year's team at Barlow?
Definitely a lot of communication and leadership. We lost a lot of good leaders last year, but they were very good teammates. They taught us well, and they left us off on, like, good hands, you know, like teaching us right from wrong and stuff like that. So a lot of leadership, communication, and just team effort all in all.
It's good to hear. And as far as a skill set-wise, what things have you been working on to improve your game for Barlow next season?
Definitely my athleticism. Growing up, like, I was always the shooter, and that's all I kind of did was spot up shoot. But I got my defense up and just a lot of cardio, being on the track every day, running miles, and just preparing to get up and down and play 38 minutes, however long a game is, and competing every single minute.
Nice. And this season, you know, I know Barlow, you guys lost your dynamic three players. But this season, how do you think you guys will do this season?
I think we'll do great. We got Madden, really good guard. We've seen him play last year. He plays at a really high level. We got Silas Gentry, great defender. Caleb Perry, awesome defender. We have a lot of solid role guys that just play hard and do the nitty-gritty stuff. That's going to, like, really help and take us in the long run again to make a run in the playoffs this year.
And what role do you see yourself this year?
Definitely as a leader and as a main offensive guy. Like, for sure, leadership number one, and then always keeping our guys in check, making sure everyone's doing the right stuff and grades, all that, you know?
No, definitely. On the schedule this year, who do you have circled that you want to play against?
Central Catholic.
Central Catholic? Why Central?
Because they get all these transfers, and, you know, they're allowed to do all that. And, they get all these transfers, you know. Barlow Public Schools, we don't get none of that. And so that's definitely a team I'm looking to play, for sure.
Definitely. Playing in a showcase event like this, how does that help your game, and what type of things do you get from
it? It helps a lot. I'm competing against the best players in the state for my class, younger class, you know, and it, kind of gives me a look going into the season of, you know, what guys on, you know, which high school is, you know, going to be good. And, I mean, it's great, great basketball. Everyone's high level, possibly college player. So it's awesome.
Definitely. And if you had to compare your style of game to any NBA player, who would that be?
Luka Doncic.
Why Luka?
Just like the control he has, and his pace is beautiful. And I think I have good pace. I know when to play fast, slow it down. I can hit a step back. I can blow by some people. So I think Luka Doncic for sure.
And what's your pregame ritual before games?
My pregame ritual is, you know, go to bed at 10 o'clock, wake up early, get school over with. Talk with my older brother. He's the one who taught me everything I know for hoops. And then pregame, go pray with my mom, do a quick little prayer, talk with her, get right with Jesus, and then go play basketball.
Who's a teammate that's a little bit underrated that you think is going to have a breakout season this year?
We have a dude. He swung last year named Stan Bozduga. He's a 6'4" forward, super athletic, can shoot the ball, and I think he'll be a really good, like, really solid. He can rebound, athletic, finish. I think that's definitely an underrated player for us.
Nice. We look forward to seeing you this season. Thanks, as sir. Barlow goes back trying to repeat. Good luck this season, man.
I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
We want to welcome to the pod Centennial's own Jamel Baker. Jamel, welcome to the podcast.
Hi. Nice to be here, man.
You know, you decided to go over to Centennial High School, leaving Roosevelt. Talk to us a little bit about that transition.
It's a big transition coming down to 5A from 6A. I'll say that. A lot of better teams, different players, better coaches, you know. I appreciate my coach a lot, taking me down and just holding me accountable and giving me, like, a new place, like home, basically, and just treating me like family. So, yeah, it's a big transition, but I've been getting used to it lately.
That's good to hear. What type of skill sets have you been working on this summer?
Really just ball handling, defense, shooting, getting my strength up, building weight, really about it.
And how do you think your school team is going to do this year over at Centennial in the 5A, considering, you know, you guys have a lot of new transfers coming in, including yourself.
Yeah.
Park Rose, LaSalle is a defending champions. Camby, who's going to be ref and ready. You know,
yeah.
How do you guys see you guys fit in there?
I think we're going to do pretty good. Them is all good teams to really go against. So I'm really proud to be around this organization and go against those good teams. But I think we're going to fight and make a name for ourselves for real.
Nice. And what role do you see yourself on Centennial this year?
I'm going to say a big role player, a big leading scorer role player this year for sure.
Nice. And is there a game on the schedule that you have circled?
Park Rose. Be there.
All right. Do you know when that date is?
I'm not too sure yet. I'm just ready for it.
All right. We'll make sure we mark that one down the schedule so we can be there. What's it like being at a showcase event like this at the Spotlight Invitational, being able to showcase your skills in front of coaches?
It's a lot of talent here. A lot of coaches, a lot of people you know from growing up playing basketball. And I think it's pretty good that Coach Curtis did this for the Portland community, just guys that he coached just back and just front. But I think it's a pretty good showcase, and I'm glad to be here. And just showcasing your talent in front of coaches, that's all you really need to do to get to where you want to be. So, yeah, I appreciate Coach Curtis doing this.
If you had to compare yourself to any NBA player, who would it be?
I'll either say Miles Bridges or Dejounte Murray. One of those two for sure.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that.
Hopefully Dejounte Murray makes a good return.
Yeah, he comes in here. Yeah, praying for him.
Definitely. Do you have a pregame ritual that you do before games?
I really like to just pray and just think about my mom, you know, because that's the one who I really lost and that's who I look up to a lot. So I really just talk to her, just tell her how much I love her and just know I got her by my side at all times, really.
No, that's awesome to hear, man. That's awesome to hear. Who's a teammate this year that we should be looking out for that's a little bit under the radar?
I'm going to say Sincere Poe.
Sincere Poe. All right. We'll definitely be looking out for him this year at Centennial.
Us definitely.
Well, hey, Jamel, good luck this season. We appreciate you coming on the pod, and we'll definitely be looking for you this season.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
We want to welcome to the pod Sunset High School's junior, Rocco. Rocco, welcome to the pod.
Thank you for having me, Nawal.
Of course, man. You know, last season, you know, it was a little bit tough. You went through a little injury. Talk about that rehab process and how you're going into the season.
It was just a lot, man, because I was trying to get a breakout season. You know, senior's gone, and it's my turn to step up. I played one league game, got injured the day after that, man. It's just it's a long process. I mean, this is not my first broken bone down there. Took a long time, ended up being out the whole season, and then had a great summer season. Lots of success there. And then about a few weeks after, I broke my other foot on the other side. So I'm just now, as of like a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, fully healthy again. And I'm just ready. I'm getting my team ready. We gonna make a statement this season. Y'all gonna know, and I'm really excited to be going.
Outstanding, man. What skill sets have you been working on this summer to?
I'm really trying to open up my shooting ability. I think with my teammates Shay, Drake, you know, Pulumi K, and if I can get my shooting ability locked in, I can open up the floor, dish it down, and then people gonna have to step up on me, and then I can use my speed and agility to get past them to finish the rim.
And how do you think your team's gonna do this season?
I think we're really gonna shock a lot of people, man. I think we're always working. We gonna try our best. We're gonna get it done this season. I'm really excited to compete with like Southridge, Jesuit. I'm ready to go. So I think we're gonna shock a lot of people and make a big run in trials.
Yeah, no, definitely. Unfortunately, I don't think you're gonna shock a lot of people because we know who you guys are and we definitely prepared. So
yeah.
Yeah, you're on the radar, man. You're not under the radar. So just so you know that. On the schedule for your team, who's something that you have circled that you wanna play against?
I wanna play against Central.
Central?
I think that if you ask a lot of people, it's Central's the quote-unquote best team in the state, blah, blah, blah. I want to go play them. I want to play Central. I want to play Nelson. Southridge, of course. I want to play the best people. That's how we're going to get better. That's how you're going to get out there. I want to come for it. I want to play against best people.
I like it. I love the mentality. Is Central on your guys' schedule this year?
We have them for a jamboree, but that means we'll play them in Childs.
Okay.
That's the goal.
Best. All right. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
What's it like playing at a showcase event like this and, you know, showcase your talent versus some of the top kids in Oregon?
I mean, it's honestly a blessing being able to, someone comes up to me, say, you're good enough to play in this. And you know, I've been playing against a lot of these dudes since like elementary school, middle school. So it's cool to come back, play against the best talent, see who's gone better or worse. And it's fun to compete. I love to compete. It's my favorite thing.
No, definitely. How do events like this help you going into the high school season?
I think it prepares you for, like, you see your competition and you see, like, the top players of their competition and you're like, okay, I get like that. I got to see what he's doing, see that guy doing, and just prepare, be ready. And then, you know your people a little bit more. You can tell your coach about that, whatever, and you're getting ready to play.
You're definitely getting that scouting report early on guys. You know, I like to do that as well. So, no, I do appreciate players who do that. If you had an NBA player comp, or someone that you want to try and model your game after, who would that be?
People ask me this all the time. I've gotten Andre Miller from a few people, and so it's an old one. I also love to watch Jalen Brunson, Andrew Nembhard, and then with a little bit of swag, like Jason Williams, of course. So I don't think I go to an exact person. I think I have my own game. And, I mean, that's just a few people. I want to be myself. I want to be able to, people know me as who I am, so I can fall out just like that.
Gotcha. No, no one said TJ McConnell or anything like that?
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
I love TJ.
Yeah.
I love TJ.
Well, I would compare your game to
you. I was.
From an energy standpoint.
If you re-ask a question, I'm going to tell you TJ. Okay. That's a beautiful. Because that's right. Me at the next level.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Who's a teammate, under the radar teammate, that you think is going to have a breakout season this year for you guys? This one's set.
I can't really pin down somebody. I know our starting five is going to be lethal. You know, me and then Shay is going to have a great season. Drake's going to have a huge season. And then we got Pulumi coming in from Glencoe. And then we have a transfer from Japan. His name's Kay. Y'all don't know him, but that boy nice. Yeah, you got that look on your face. That boy nice. Best shooter I know. We went to elementary school together. He moved to Japan for 7 years and now he's back. So I'm ready to go. I can't pin down. I know. I love all my teammates. We all gonna do good.
Okay, that's interesting to hear. What's a pregame ritual that you have before games?
I listen to in my headphones. I listen to instrumental music. I don't have words in my music until, like, you know, everybody getting hype on the boombox. But instrumental music, and then I go out into the hallway and I get my dribbling routine going. I get my bands and stretch. So I'm ready to go. And then, of course, prayer before the game.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear. Well, hey, man, we're looking forward to seeing you on that court this season. Yep. Last year, we missed you. You know, we're always excited, as you know, we're all competitors. We love to see the best people out there. So we're excited to see you out there next year, man. And good luck to you this season.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, of course.